That song was by Alanis Morissette. Wouldn't that be great? Our utopia. All of those things. Guess what? All of those things can be true for each one of us. But we have to do them, not wait for other people to do them. And when we do, that is the place that we live in peace. That is the place that we reach nirvana, when we realize that it's all up to us, which is the hard work. But it's all already inside of us, which is the good news. Which is the good news. So I just noticed that the energy of community, we're going to do that sermon next week, not today, because I got all turned around when I realized that I thought that this week was Palm Sunday and next week was Easter, and then I realized, oh no, that's a week down the road. So I'm switching around, and we're going to talk about the consciousness of abundance. The consciousness of abundance. And that is, this consciousness of abundance, exactly what that song was about. Exactly what that song was about. How many of you heard the word abundance and went, oh crap, they're going to ask for money? Raise your hand. No, you don't have to. So what is abundance? By Webster, it's a very large quantity of something. Very large quantity of something. It's related to prosperity, which means successful, flourishing, or thriving condition, good fortune. So how do you define abundance in your life? We're talking here about the consciousness of abundance. The consciousness of abundance. Consciousness always precedes what we see showing up in the world. Always. Always. And so if we want to raise what we see around us, we have to raise what is within us. That's just the law. I didn't make it up. Like electricity. I don't make it up. I don't even know how it works. All I do is plug into it. Because when I don't plug in, nothing works. And when I do plug into that power, which I may not understand, but I have come to trust, because I know that when I plug in, it works. It flows through whatever it is I'm trying to do, and it makes it come to life and work. That's what the consciousness of abundance is. It's plugging into our source. And the good news is you're already plugged into your source. The question is, do you know what it is that you think is your source? Because if you're not plugged into the big power, if you're plugged into maybe a big battery, it's going to run out. Or to a small battery, it's going to run out. Or if you're plugged into yourself and you're just on a bicycle that's keeping it going, eventually you're going to run out of energy. So plugging into that one source of all is what we do in order to raise our consciousness of abundance. So what does abundance mean to me? Abundance means success. However you define that. For me, I years ago defined that I get to spend my life doing something that has great meaning to me and that feeds my soul. For many years, my life was about being a musician, and I consciously defined success as if I can make a living doing music. I don't need to be rich and famous. Am I doing this because I love music, or am I doing this because I love fame? Definitely, I'm doing it because I love music. So can I make a living at this? I define that as my success, and I have been successful beyond my wildest dreams. And a few years ago, I made a different choice that yes, music needs to always be part of my life, or I will shrivel up and die probably. It's part of how I stay plugged in. But I wanted to be able to be a minister in the world, not just with my music. I already was a minister in the world with my music, but in other ways as well. And I consider that successful. And there are people who say, well, you should be at a bigger church, or you should be talking to more people. Well, maybe I should. But my idea of success is that I get to share what is in me to share, and that there are people who are willing to listen to it who might actually use it in their lives to make this world better. That's what I want. And yeah, I believe that my message, that the message of love, it's not my message, it's just the message I happen to be plugged into. This message of love is a message that people need so, so much to hear. And so I do not limit my success by saying, okay, this is enough. It's like, this is God, whatever you want me to have, that's what I'm going to have. Whatever you want me to do, that's what I'm going to do. That is my vow. I will follow Spirit wherever it leads. And that is my consciousness of abundance, because I don't have to decide what that outcome is. I get to just say, I trust you. Show me the way. I will do my utter best to keep listening. And am I completely successful at that? No. I sometimes listen to myself. And you can always tell when I'm going down some weird road because I've been listening to myself instead of plugging in to Spirit and listening to Spirit. So success is one way that we define prosperity. A good quantity of being successful at doing whatever it is that you want to do. Another way that is one of the ways that abundance shows up in my life over and over and over and over again that people don't often think about as a definition of abundance, but is synchronicity. It is like, whoa, if I'd been 1 second earlier, 1 second later, I wouldn't have made this connection, which led me to here, which led me to here, which led me to here, which led me to there. I've told you the story of how I came to this ministry. The number of synchronicities that were in place to make that happen, it's almost like a joke telling the story. It's so joyful. And I find that in synchronicity, I'm constantly, synchronicity leads me to connection. Synchronicity reminds me of kindness. And Bob talks all the time, we call it the pop-up people, that you just think, you're just going along doing your thing, you're doing the best you can, you're trying to stay plugged in, and maybe there's a little worry about, okay, how are we going to get out of this mess? And we don't give in to the fear, and then the person shows up that we didn't know was coming, that we wouldn't have known to ask for if we had known to ask, but suddenly, here's this person here, okay, what do I do with that? Synchronicities, people show up. Timings happen. That is abundance. And that is the abundance that happens when you're plugged in. Not that synchronicities don't happen when you're not plugged in, but if you're not plugged in, you won't notice them. That's what I found. If I want to notice them and I'm not plugged in, somebody's going to have to hit me in the head. When a minister that I was her associate minister for a while, Ellen Debenport, used to say, the first time I heard her speak, which was like 25, 30 years ago, said, her prayer is, God, speak to me in ways which I cannot possibly misunderstand. And I thought about that, and I went up to her and said, I'm pretty sure if I pray that, I'm going to hit by a bus. Because my ability to misunderstand. And yet I've watched myself over the last 30 years come to believe that as I stay plugged into consciousness, that I misunderstand less and less. Not that I still don't have a talent for it. I can still do it. But more and more I understand, or more and more I'm willing to reserve judgment until I do understand. That's abundance consciousness. Because once I decide it's a no-go, really, it's a no-go. Because now my attention is elsewhere. I'm not going to make use of whatever it was that has come to me, whatever synchronicity showed up. One form of abundance is relationship. Healthy relationship. Relationship with people that I can give freely to, because I know they give freely to me as well, and we don't have to keep score. We don't have to go, well, I gave more, so you gotta pick up this time. There are relationships like that in life. If you have not experienced them, then I'm going to ask you today to raise your consciousness of abundance, because I'm not just talking about domestic partnerships. I'm talking about relationships with all kinds of people, with friends, with neighbors, with people you meet on the bus, with coworkers, that we can develop that consciousness of health that keeps us from getting involved in relationships that aren't going to be healthy. That is abundance, y'all. Because you can have all the money in the world, and if you don't feel loved, if you don't feel seen, if you speak and feel you are not heard, you are poor. And if people speak to you and you can't hear them, or they stand in front of them and you can't see them, then you are poor. And so simply by plugging into this higher consciousness, this consciousness of God, this consciousness of love, this consciousness of spirit, this consciousness of the universe, whatever you want to call it, this power and energy that exists and animates all of us, by consciously plugging into it, things transform. They just do. And those relationships show up. What's another way I experience abundance? Comfort, safety, security. And does that mean I get comfortable and go, okay, I got it now? Well, unfortunately, it does. It does mean that sometimes. And then I have to get knocked out of my comfort zone to go, oh yeah, I'm only in my comfort and safety, security, as long as I am plugged in. The big book of AA talks about that in this beautiful way. They say these certain promises come true when you start plugging in to higher power in certain ways. It says that you will lose your fear of financial insecurity. It doesn't say you'll never be financially insecure. It says you will lose your fear of financial insecurity. And guess what? The fear is what hurts. The actual insecurity doesn't hurt. And there's always an answer. But the fear can paralyze you, terrify you, take you away from the answers, make it so that even if the answers come to you in the form of a bus that hits you in the face, you won't see them. Because if you're not plugged in, you can't. It's not that you're a bad person. It's that it's just not the way it works. You can be the best person in the world and hold your hair dryer, bang it against your head, bang it against the counter, and study manuals about it and ask for people's help, but until you plug it in, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's no judgment. It's just the way it works. Another way that we can experience abundance is peace. Some peace of mind. And to be able to experience peace in a world where everything seems to be whirling and upside down is nothing short of a miracle. It's nothing short of a miracle. I believe that. Am I peaceful all the time? Well, spend 5 minutes with me and you'll know. And yet, I do. I know where to go when I start feeling unpeaceful. I know how to plug in. And I know that even when I'm not feeling peace in the moment, the fact that I know that I can takes me down 5 levels. Okay, it's not going to be bad. I can experience a certain amount of contentment because in my peace, I stop judging myself so harshly. It's a lot of what it takes to get a little peace of mind. And in that peace and in that contentment is this joy for others. I pay attention and I am joyful for what you have. And that brings me peace because you and I, folks, are one. You don't get anything that I don't get. It's not possible. We are one. Now, I can block the thing that you have that I get that I don't want to see. This is a beautiful quote by Thomas Merton. The more I am able to affirm others, to say yes to them in myself, by discovering them in myself and myself in them, the more real I am. Just like Pinocchio. I am fully real if my own heart says yes to everyone. Ouch. How many hearts are you saying no to because of your fear? Peace and contentment comes from being able to say yes, and that comes from knowing that no one can take what belongs to you. It is not possible. One of the ways I experience abundance is guidance, is knowing what to do. Because when I get on my little bicycle and try to generate my own energy to know what to do, I can make myself crazy in a very short period of time. And by the way, I'm pretty sure I make everyone around me crazy as well. But when I plug in to my source, the guidance comes always. And have you ever plugged into source and gone, I'm getting nothing. I got nothing. I have too, many, many, many times. And what I have learned over the years through trial and error is that if I got nothing, I'm not supposed to do nothing. Or without the double negative, I am supposed to do nothing. When it's time for me to move, I will get the guidance to move and I will be shown how. I will be gently led or hit by a bus, depending upon how open I am. And so that, what I'm basically saying here is that abundance means knowing our oneness. It means knowing who we are. It means acceptance and trust. Because if you really believe, if you know at some level, even one tiny thread of you knows at some level that you are connected to all that is, then you can live in trust. You can cease fighting the world. And that results in a lack of anxiety, which results in peace. And abundance also means things. It means money, which is not good or bad in and of itself. It's just a neutral thing. It's an energy that we use for exchange, right? And so the things that flow into our lives, that flow in many ways, not just from money, but they can flow into our lives from all kinds of directions, that's abundance too. Having money in the bank really does help. You feel peaceful. Now, I don't want the money in the bank to be the thing that I use to convince myself that I'm safe. I need my plug into my higher power to be the thing that I use. And what's in the bank is just one form of evidence of that. One form of evidence of that. So, abundance consciousness, do you want it? Ask yourself that right now. You know, Jesus did that over and over again. Do you really want it? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to? And it was a legitimate question because you think, well, of course I do. Well, what he was saying was, if you want it, it's not just up to me. You have to do the work. You have to open to it. You have to know that you want it. You have to get rid of your blocks against it, because guess what? You have a lot of blocks against it. You do. I do. And we're one, so you must. Right? And so we have to learn to say yes. It's that thing that Thomas Merton says about saying yes, not just to other people, not just to the impulses of our own soul, but to all that is. Yes, 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 God, yes. That is one of the most powerful prayers you can pray. It's just to say, I'm scared, I don't know what's going on, but God, I say yes. What have you got for me? I say yes. Because how many times do we go, well, I don't want to give an unequivocal yes, because who knows what'll come in. I mean, I don't know if I'm ready to handle that. And I spent much of my life, I mean, truly, when people would say, what would you do if you won the lottery? I would say, oh my God, I don't want to win the lottery. That would change everything. Change would be the worst thing that could possibly happen. I'm just now feeling like I'm able to start dealing with this tiny little thing, you know? And I couldn't even think about it. I couldn't open my mind to that possibility. Now, I don't trust in the lottery as where my abundance is coming from. Some people do. Go ahead, buy the tickets. I will never win the lottery because I don't buy lottery tickets. But you might. If you want to win the lottery, you got to at least buy a ticket, right? You've got to invest in whatever it is that you believe. But what I noticed in myself years ago was that I had what I call subsistence consciousness, which is that I was doing the abundance things. I was saying yes. I was affirming that I was a rich child of a loving Father, Mother, God. I was keeping all that I had in flow. I was seeing it show up in ways in my life, and only to the degree that I needed, not to an open and wider degree. Subsistence. Subsistence farming means you make only as much food as you need to eat. Nothing extra. And I had subsistence consciousness because I believed, I had a deep belief, I deserve enough. I deserve enough. If anybody deserves enough, everybody deserves enough. And enough is a pretty good place to be at when you look at the way the world is right now, when so many don't have enough. Enough is a good place to be, but I realized that enough still was me holding on to doubt. That's enough. And I finally went, okay, what if I wanted more than enough? What if instead of wanting to not be in pain, psychic or physical pain, at that time mostly psychic, what if I went, instead of just it being enough for me to not be floored by pain, what about if I went, joy is mine. I'm open to joy. I want some joy. I'm going to stay right here until I get some joy, and I'm going to do whatever it is that will give it to me. That was a true turning point in my life when I went, I've been asking for the bare minimum all these years. What if I want more? What if I want actual open-hearted joy? What if I want more than enough? What if I want enough for what I think my needs are now, but I want enough so that if my needs changed, I have enough for that too? What if I want enough not just for me to feed my family with my little subsistence consciousness, but what if I want enough so that I can give to whoever needs it that I can help? Do you see how holding myself back holds everybody else back too? We are all one. We are all one. And so how to achieve abundance consciousness means you have to start changing your beliefs. And this is a two-Sunday sermon, y'all, so I'm not going to finish it next Sunday. We're going to do some Palm Sunday stuff, but first Sunday in April, we'll come back and finish addressing this, because there is the consciousness of abundance, which we have to have a belief in abundance to allow us to rise to that consciousness. And in order to develop the belief that will allow us to rise to that consciousness, there are actions we need to take. There are actions we need to take. There's stuff we need to do. Like stop saying no. Like start saying yes. Like stop saying, okay, this little bit is enough, and start saying, I want joy. I want everything you've got to give me. I'm not going to be greedy about it. And I'm not going to hold on to it when it comes my way. And I'm not going to judge it and say, well, that's not as much as he has. But I'm going to open and say, God, what you mean for me to have, I am here with open arms to have. I will take it. So how to achieve it? I'm just going to start with this a little bit. And we're going to talk about changing the thought and the belief so you can work on this in your head a little bit before we meet again and talk about the actions. But there's a beautiful Reverend Georgiana Tree West many, many years ago. She was very, very poor, and she was very, very sick, and she was a preacher. And one day she said, this is what she writes. One day I said, either this God is real or the whole thing's a lie. Either I can prove my faith today, either I can communicate directly with God, or it's all false. And here's a very limiting belief that we have. We believe that we can believe a little bit, and that'll be enough. But belief doesn't work that way. If you don't believe, you don't believe. It's kind of, you know, it's digital. there's either a one or a zero. There's either a one or it's all or it's nothing. In 12-step, they say that. God is everything or God is nothing. If you don't think God is everything, then you are trusting in nothing, in God being nothing to you. Because if God is real, if love is real, if power is real, if the universe is real, if this thing that we all wouldn't be here if we weren't trying to tap into, if it's real, then we got to trust that it's real and act like we trust that it's real and change our thoughts and our behaviors so that we are showing the universe that we trust that it's real. That's how we change those thoughts. And how we do it this is the hardest one, y'all. This is the hardest one. Knowing we are worthy. Because if you're not bringing everything in your life and you seem to be doing amazing, you know, you're following the rules, but you don't feel like you're worth it, then it will not come. The universe won't argue with you. You know, God can say, I love you, I love you, I love you. All love is yours, but you're only going to let in the amount of love that you think you're worthy of. So here it all is. It's not going anywhere. It's right here, right for you, darling. And I'm going to hold it here. For as long as it takes, you can live and die. You can live this whole life and die and not know that all of this is here. Or you can at some point say, yes, or even maybe. Maybe is a place to start. Maybe I'm worth it. And once we understand that we might be worth it, then we start to understand the truth of our oneness. And that brings us to a belief in plenty and love, because there's enough for everyone. Our culture tells us there's not enough. Our culture tells us if you have something, that means I have less of that something. And that is a foundational belief that keeps this world plunged into war, because all war is not about any kind of idealism. I don't care what anybody says about it. It's about, I want something you have and I'm going to fight you for it. Or you're trying to take something that I have and I'm going to fight you for it. Or there's something that neither of us have and we're going to fight whoever's sitting there to see who can tear that apart so that either I or you get it, but not both of us, because it doesn't work that way. Our whole culture tells us that, and it is a lie. It is a lie. So think about what you're going to believe is a lie. Are you going to believe God is a lie, or are you going to believe that these machinations of humanity that are based upon, if I can't get mine, I'll knock you out and take yours. Is that what you want to believe? That's not what I want to believe. And I have a choice. So we're going to talk more next time about the belief and the actions that we can take to bring us to that belief that can lift us into true abundance consciousness. Thank you. So we're just going to take those ideas into a short meditation to get to you into that. I'm going to read a short poem by David White, one of my favorite poets. Enough. Breathe into this. These few words are enough. If not these words, this breath. If not this breath, this sitting here. This opening to life that we have refused again and again until now. Until now. So now is the moment of openness. Now is the moment that we can believe that opening up in sweet surrender to the luminous love light of the One is the beginning of all good. Now, in this moment, you can breathe and open your mind to the possibility that the simple fact that you sit here and you breathe means that you are worthy. If God didn't want you here, you wouldn't be here. If love did not use its energy to keep you animated from moment to moment to moment, you would not be here. And so we just say, yes, yes, love. Okay, keep me animated. I know you have been, or I wouldn't be here. So why would I think you're not going to keep doing it? And that's just the physical. And yes, we do pass on from the physical. But in truth, we are. are that thing that animates the physical, which is the tiniest part of us. And so we say, yes, I will open. I am opening. I can consciously say yes when my cultural instinct is to say no. I can say yes to your happiness, your success. Because I know that I have my own happiness and success that have nothing to do with yours. I can't take anything away from you, and you can't take anything away from me. As I open to that, I have already doubled my joy. And with every yes, with every loosening of my fists, with every willingness to question something that I've been told that doesn't feel full and loving and generous, I open myself to the expansion of that joy, of that good, of that abundant life. And as I open, I am brought more ways to open. Because that's how the universe works. It notices. And every place we make an opening, it rushes in to fill. And as I expand in this joy, in this love, in this worthiness, this, even this maybe, I don't even have to get all the way to yes right away, just this maybe, this opening up to the possibility. Every thought of possibility brings me to expansion. And every expansion opens my vision to a wider horizon. And I begin to realize that the world is way bigger than I ever thought. My world. Not just bigger, but unlimited. So I breathe into that. Just those maybes, just those thoughts can be scary because they go against our culture. They go against the agreements we've made. But we have the power to change those. And so we say, maybe, yes, possible, yes, possible, yes. And the voices of falsehood from our culture get quieter. And the voices of love and expansion get louder. And we begin to trust them more and more. Yes. Yes. What I thought was limiting me was not the thing that was limiting me all this time. It was something else entirely. And the something else is the thing I have complete dominion over, my own consciousness, my own choices. And so I choose yes. I choose love. Even not knowing what that looks like. because yes and love are big, and no and not love only shrink me. And so I say yes and yes and yes and yet again, yes to the love that is already mine, to have, to use, and to be. And I am flooded with gratitude. And so it is. Amen.